Mr. Maimane, what was the purpose of your visit here to the whole Albany area?
Look, I've been deeply concerned about what's been going on in this region. It's become quite clear for me that municipal services here have collapsed. It's become quite clear for me that South Africans here are unemployed, and these are forgotten areas. In truth, when you have conversations in Parliament, in national government, these are citizens that never get mentioned. And therefore, it became important for me to, as Helen Suzman reminds us, that you need to go see for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I came to see for myself.
Are you concerned with the fact that the DA is losing power, losing votes in some of the by-elections that have been held, and notably here in Makanda? There was recently an election.
Now, that election was an extraordinary election. It wasn't the norm, to be honest with you. You'll recall that it was held during a university period. You'll remember that even the student candidates that were put forward. So I think more than anything that DA is the only alternative government here. Because frankly, part of the reason I'm also here is to also make sure our structures get back to working, they go and engage with citizens, and that and I would put money on the fact that actually if another by-election was to be held, the DA would turn that around, because that by-election itself was not a trend, it was an event.
On the national stage, the DA has also come under the spotlight because of some of the by-elections have been lost, but also because of your own issue about the car that wasn't returned. And we've heard from the IRR that they've written an article saying that you should be replaced. There seems to be divisions, serious divisions within the
Well, the firstly, DA. I think let me correct a false statement. The car was returned. Mm. Don't drive that car. So that's the first thing. And I think that the car was dealt with by the DA, and the DA then dealt with it itself. And as far as what the Institute of Race Relationship is concerned, I think it's actually quite cheap that an institute that prides itself on non-racialism would go ahead and say that DA get involved in an internal DA campaign, and secondly, more than anything, propose that the race of a person must matter. I think it's crass, it's cheap, it's actually not, it's the very danger that I warned against tonight, where I said the moment we have political parties that for African South Africans, Black South Africans, English South Africans, I think we are then going back to a stage where we are reintroducing apartheid in a different manner.
But there are lots of allegations that there are race problems within the DA.
The DA is the only party that's working with all South Africans. So if there are problems of race in South Africa, it is not anomalous that they should be in the DA, because we're dealing with building everybody together. But that doesn't mean we've got to give up on the project. And when you say there are race problems, you must define for me what the problem with race is. Because actually, every other party has to say we are for Black people or for white people. We're the party that's saying we'll work together to build one South Africa for all. So frankly, I think we're focused on that, and that's a project that we're doing, and no one else is doing it in this country. And if the DA doesn't get it right, it will be devastating and disastrous for South Africa in general.
Are you concerned that Helen Zille, a prominent leader of the DA, or she was a former leader, she defended the IRR
I'm not a spokesperson.
But are you concerned about that?
No. Helen Zille works for the IRR. She must go speak for them.
But she has very close ties with the DA, right?
Helen Zille works for the IRR. She speaks for them.
Okay. All right. And then let's get back to the Albany area here. What can you, as the DA, bring to the Albany area? You pointed out a lot of problems in this area, but now what can you do about that?
We have to win elections here, and obviously in opposition we've worked hard to make sure that a Hawks investigation was put on the table. We've worked hard to make sure that we expose corruption, and we've got to work hard to make sure that no public money is being looted, so that actually there can be investment that comes into this community. It's clear that these roads and these potholes and this infrastructure decay is well in place here. That's why you need a change of government, and you need one soon.
Can I just ask, go back to, every party has its divisions, and that's obvious, but it hasn't been traditional for the DA to play its divisions in public. What's changed? Why are these divisions being played out in the public eye?
I think you can exaggerate a particular point of view. The fact is there are a few individuals who lost an argument at Congress and now are playing these things out in public, because it's undemocratic practice. where a few people go out and they feel that if you lose an internal discussion, you go outside. The majority of people in the DA are united and going forward. If you're a leader, you must always make sure that you lead to bring change. And part of bringing change means that there are people that might oppose the change. Now, the democratic principle is that it gets settled at Congress. And if you don't agree with it, it's not incumbent upon you to go out and make it a public statement.
Do you think it's doing the DA harm?
Of course it is. I think it's but ultimately we've got to focus on the future. The fight, to me, this is a side thing. The DA is focused. We've got a review on the go. We're focused on growing the organization. So this is, to me, these are side distractions, to be honest.
Thank you.
Thanks. Can I get a nice picture of you?